My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
All right, so today we are going to talk about if SEO is dying in 2021. And I love this topic because, you know, hanging out in Clubhouse, sometimes I'm joining, a lot of rooms are really over-indexing on social media, right? And sometimes I'll talk about SEO and people will be like, oh, you know, SEO's dying. And I remember being on this guy's Anthony Pompliano's podcast, and then one guy from Twitter was trolling me saying SEO is a dead thing. You know, it's not a big deal. So, you know, Neil and I want to talk about this because still in 2021, this is still a topic, right? So Neil, first and foremost, what are your thoughts before I chime in with mine?
There's a lot of old companies like the Quoras, the HubSpots, even Shopify has Orblo, that they make a killing from SEO. And there's even a lot of media companies like New York Times and TechCrunch and AOL that, again, make a killing from SEO. So for older companies, it's obvious it's not dead. For newer ones, I wouldn't say SEO is dead. I would just say it's harder and it's going to take you longer to get results. Does it mean you should ignore it? No. You should start as soon as possible. It's going to take you longer to get results. But once you get there, the ROI is amazing. Well, with most channels, you're not going to get a similar ROI.
Yeah, I mean, AJ Kohn, so K-O-H-N, he put together a post recently. I think this was a survey, actually. And actually, 60% of SEOs find that SEO is getting harder. So I do believe that as well. I wouldn't recommend starting with SEO. But those that have kind of compounded over the years, they have an unfair advantage. They get the benefits of you have this organic traffic. You can retarget that traffic. You can build lookalike audiences off of that. You can enrich the IP addresses using Clear. But you have a lot of different options here. So I think at the end of the day, what I keep saying is that as long as people are searching for stuff, there's going to be SEO. It's just fundamentally people, human beings are curious. They're going to search for stuff, whether it's voice, whether it's kind of the typical going into a Google search bar, it will exist, right? So I think it's a little kind of, you don't want to be too quick to jump the gun in terms of dismissing stuff, right? You want to have an open mind. So that's why you want to have strong views and hold them very loosely. So, you know, for me, and I think the same thing for Neil too, some of the best founders we know have a strong understanding of not only kind of business and finance, but they have a strong understanding of SEO as well. In fact, if you look at the founder of, I think, Neil, correct me if I'm wrong here, I believe the person that founded Glassdoor also founded Zillow or some, and maybe Indeed as well. I might be making it up.
No, so they were the founder of Glassdoor, Zillow, and Expedia. And I think they're also investor in Avvo, the legal firm.
There you go. Yeah. So, I mean, here's the thing, right?
Which was Rich Barton.
Yeah, same playbook over and over, right? So there's, I just think if you have an open mind and you have good resources around you, you could go out there and buy a website that's under monetized and then, you know, take advantage of the SEO there, right? If you don't have resources, I would recommend starting somewhere else where organic reach is very strong. Then later when you have resources, buy stuff that is, again, you're trying to buy stuff that is underpriced at the end of the day. Neil?
Yeah, so last thoughts is you should do SEO. It's not dead. It's going to be harder, but that's okay. The ROI is still massive.
All right. So that is it for today. Marketingschool.io/pro. That's P-R-O. If you want to join our community, it's free for 14 days and we will see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.